Have you ever wondered why God is God? Why God has demanded that we worship Him and what right He has to demand such? Surely you wondered those things. Many of us have from time to time. Why is God God? In Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist declares some attributes or some qualities about God that essentially show He is God. Look what the psalmist declared. Psalm 93, starting in verse 1. It says, "The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded Himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old, and you are from everlasting." Consider some of the attributes, some of the qualities about God that make God God, that make Him the sovereign ruler, the king of the earth. The first one is because of His majestic attribute. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Now, when we think about that word majesty, we think about a lot of different ideas. But the final end is this, that He is the sovereign ruler. He is the absolute king. It is majestic, glorious. And because of the attribute of majesty, God is God. The second one is that He has clothed Himself with righteousness. That God is a God of righteousness, not of wickedness. He has established what is right and what is wrong and has shunned the wrong. And then it says that He is clothed in this majesty, that He has girded Himself with strength. Another reason that God is God is because He has the power. He spoke this world into existence in Genesis 1. He has been able to control all that the world is. And because He is the creator, because He has the power, then friends, He is God. And then another reason, because He sits on the throne that is from everlasting. Eternity is such a hard concept for us humans to grasp, isn't it? God has no beginning and He has no end. Sometimes we think we've got a concept of what it means to have no end because we will go on into eternity. But it's extremely difficult to consider the idea that God had no beginning either. He is from everlasting to everlasting. And because His existence predates ours, because He is everlasting, because He is eternal, then friends, He is God. He is God because of His majestic attributes. He is God because He is righteous. He is God because He has the power, and He is God because He is everlasting.